You're sitting at your desk, watching the clock tick toward 5 p.m., when a thought strikes you. Is this really what security looks like? We've been sold a story about safety, that trading our days for a steady paycheck equals stability. But look closer, and the foundation crumbles. Your job security extends exactly as far as your notice period, 1 month, maybe three. That's it. The promise of retirement? Many of us won't stop working until our 70s, if we're lucky enough to retire at all. Here's the historical twist. Self-employment used to be normal and respected. Then came factories, which needed obedient workers who followed instructions rather than thought independently. We became cogs in machines that eventually evolved into office cubicles, trained to be competent and compliant rather than innovative. Then everything shifted. Automation replaced dozens of workers, globalization moved jobs overseas, and consolidation meant one person now does what used to require an entire team. The real risk isn't starting your own venture. It's depending entirely on one client, your employer, who can sever that relationship at any moment. Meanwhile, a free-range business costs less than a few nice dinners, adapts to your personality, and stays flexible. That supposed statistic about most small businesses failing? Misleading. Only about 12% actually close due to financial problems in year one. Most failures are simply people pivoting to better opportunities. 3 weeks after turning 20, Marion Cantwell's mother died from cancer. Since then, three words have lived across her laptop screen. One life, baby, one life. We act as though we have centuries ahead, pushing dreams into some mythical someday that never arrives. There will never be a perfect moment. You'll always feel too old or too young, too broke or too comfortable. What would shift if you truly absorbed that this is your only life? The real gamble isn't leaving what doesn't fit, it's staying in a life that was never yours. Time is the one resource you can't earn back. Follow your passion sounds impractical until you realize what happens without it. You quit when challenges arrive. Steve Jobs wasn't being sentimental, he was being practical. Tim Ferriss built his empire around genuine fascination with human performance. Without authentic interest, he'd have abandoned his experiments before they became bestsellers. Most people kill creativity by seeking exciting and feasible ideas simultaneously. Your critical mind dominates while your creative mind shuts down. The solution? Separate the process. First, discover what excites you without judgment, then tackle practicalities. Consider Melissa Morgan, who transformed from education professional to Miss Cupcake, a vegan cupcake entrepreneur with a distinctive 1950s housewife brand. No chef training, business degree, or funding. She started small, making cupcakes for office events. Within a year of opening a market stall, she had thousands of fans, a profitable shop, three publisher offers, and TV opportunities. Her secret? Genuine love for her work carried her through challenges that would have stopped someone just chasing money. Can't choose just one passion? Conventional wisdom says pick a lane and stay in it forever, which makes about as much sense as wearing the same outfit every day for life. Free-range humans don't squeeze themselves into someone else's job description. They create bespoke careers that incorporate multiple interests. Perfect fit careers aren't discovered, they're invented. When Cantwell stopped trying to be a conventional coach and embraced her naturally direct, feisty style, she became happier, more energized, and attracted clients who wanted exactly that approach. Coming out as yourself isn't just liberating, it's good business. Portfolio careers let you get paid for multiple activities instead of forcing everything into one solution. Carla Watkins left corporate finance for web design, stationery boxes, stationery burlesque teaching, mermaid experiences, and photography. Frank Mason calls himself openly multidimensional, HR consultant, photographer, coach, and school governor, earning more while working less. You can add or remove strands as interests evolve without massive career overhauls. You're building a flexible vessel for your life, launching whatever interests you, and editing your business as you grow. What comes so easily to you that you assume everyone can do it? That's likely your greatest strength. We've been conditioned to fix weaknesses, but mediocrity comes from suppressing your strengths while pretending to be someone else. There's a crucial distinction between skills and strengths. Jill and Dave are both skilled presenters, but only Jill has public speaking as a strength. She feels energized afterward, while Dave feels drained. Skills are learned abilities. Strengths are innate qualities that fill you with energy. Your perceived weaknesses often mask unique strengths in the wrong context. Cantwell's constant suggestions were problematic in maintenance work, but highly valued in consulting. Someone who can't focus on one thing might actually be a fast-moving, adaptable thinker, perfect for brainstorming or crisis management. Rachel Papworth transformed her embarrassing love of decluttering into a successful organizing business. What felt like a quirky obsession was a desperately needed service. Einstein said it perfectly. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life believing it is stupid. Your job isn't to copy someone else's approach. It's to infuse whatever you do with what makes you distinctively you. Benny Lewis launched his language learning blog within 24 hours of deciding to start it. Most people spend months researching, planning, perfecting, and never begin. Here's the reality. Thinking alone won't reveal your perfect path. Counterintuitively, humans often make better decisions with less information. In one study, doctors made worse back pain treatment decisions when given detailed MRI scans that introduced misleading data. Our conscious brains can't process massive amounts of information simultaneously. If you can't see the forest for the trees, adding more trees doesn't help. Instead of endless research, try free-range projects, small experiments testing ideas in the real world. Miss Cupcake started sharing baked goods at her office, eventually building a thriving business. Cantwell tried baking and discovered she enjoyed creating brands but didn't want to fiddle around with frosting for 6 hours. For your first play project, choose something exciting. Make it completable within 30 days, produce something tangible, schedule specific times, and start immediately. You're hunting for that, "Whoa, I love this feeling." Self-described planner Nikki Vivian tested resume writing and coaching services, discovered what she actually liked, and built enough momentum to leave her job, now enjoying control over her schedule, finances, and family time. How can you throw away everything you've worked for? That's what people ask when you're thinking of quitting. But here's the better question. How can you throw away your life? That you invested time and money in a direction that no longer suits you isn't a reason to go further in the wrong direction. Start thinking of yourself as a free-range human with one client, your employer. You're working with this client as part of your own plans, a funding source for your goals. Practice acting free range while employed. Work from cafes occasionally. Vary your commute. Set boundaries. Say no politely but firmly to unreasonable requests. Every action builds your free range muscle. Make sure every day you stay contributes to your exit, whether improving finances, clarifying ideas, or building your side business. Susan Scholand transformed from trapped PR professional to successful entrepreneur in 10 weeks, billing approximately $50,000 in her first 6 months with just a WordPress website. John Morrow, with spinal muscular atrophy preventing movement from the neck down and facing $127,000 in annual medical expenses, quit his job, left government assistance, and started a business helping writers, now earning enough to support himself, his mother, his father, and nursing staff. The world doesn't need another person playing small. It needs you, the real you. Your one life is happening right now.